answering the phone at 6 a.m.
It was a phone call from the Spaniarec authorities informing me that Breen has just escaped from prison. Last night, apparently, he made a successful escape attempt with 5 other inmates who have all now perished.
And I was woken up by that cordless phone you left in my bedroom just for that. Just to hear about some no-mork summer, my friend, escaping from some worthless prison. I usually get up at 6:30 anyway. I was woken up a whole half an hour earlier.
But why would you think I would give a shit about that? I'm a conqueror and an oppressor. A shit is not something that I give. Of course, I don't need a troublemaker in any conquered part of the world, even if it is over 12,000 miles from here. Halfway across the Earth isn't an issue for nuclear weapons.
I was planning to go on holiday to Spain this year. And all my favourite resort crammed it just because Breen has used his connections in revenge.
All you do in holiday is lie face down on the beach and complain about the weather. There are thousands of beaches in this world.
Well, not many of them are unspoiled.
Not any of them are unspoiled. Well, that's what nuclear war will do, even though it only lasted a second.
Why don't you have some breakfast, son?
Well, I was thinking of going back to bed.
And let Breen continue to run amok. You might have got to Italy.
Oh, okay, I'll make sure that the Spaniarec authorities start work immediately to round him up.
Saddam makes a phone call to Vulcan.
I see. Aha, yeah. I can assure you that the Spaniarec authorities are working very hard to track Breen. In the minutes following the discovery of his escape, all Spaniarec law officers from every corner of the land have been involved in the search, causing them to abandon their local patches and allow mass looting to occur. The army has also been deployed. They don't seem to be using any tracker dogs, even the one from inside the prison that knows Breen's scent.
Enough of all this. How short do you want my day to become? Can you let me speak to someone in authority?
Okay, I'll put you through to the warden.
You'll be personally paying for this phone bill, Vulcan, out of your so far non-existent wages.
Most humble greetings, your most holy world leader. I can assure you that no one has ever escaped from prison before in its 217-year history. 20 years ago, a prisoner who was rumored to be planning to escape was given a truth serum injection and was shot when he revealed his plans. That's the closest anyone has ever come to escaping or even thinking of it. A moat wider than the city of Rome surrounds the prison and is surrounded by a small desert which is used for chemical weapons testing. Local factories are permitted to dump waste in the moat, amongst the vast industrial site next to the desert in a small commissioned nuclear power station which stores nuclear waste at the bottom of the moat in unsecured crates. Even a millionth of a tablespoon of the water entering the body can cause someone to become a human nuclear waste disposal site. Added to all this, the rotting corpses of dead prisoners who have completed their sentences reside at the bottom of the water.
So I can feel sure that not only will you find him dead or alive, you will most likely find him dead.
I cannot see, sir, how it can be possible for him to have both escaped and survived. Not only this, if he is using a cover and the army spots anyone who remotely looks like Breen's photo fit, they will be asked their name. If they don't reply Breen, they will be shot instantly. We put this message out on the media. This is how we can be sure that Breen will voluntarily give himself up.
But what about every questioned person who replies with Breen, you imbecile?
Yes, it's certainly going to increase the prison population.
Well, I want you to personally report back every 15 minutes, leaving antiphone messages about the progress of this operation. And I want you to find him dead or alive. If alive, thrown in the back of a dungeon smaller than his body. If dead, I want you to put his head on a stick and place it in the central square of Barcelona for onlookers to see the fatal consequences of breaking out of a prison in this regime.
Okay, sir. I and the rest of the Spaniarec authorities will not tire until this prisoner is found.
Goodbye.
Who was that?
Oh, just someone from Spaniarec.
In an undisclosed location on a roadside by a scorched landscape, a body twitches on the roadside beside strewn, broken diving equipment.
Help me! Help me!
What's that noise?
Are you a villager? I need help!
Yes, I can see that.
I need phone and water!
What's that? a phone or whatever. I got neither, and I don't take kindly to strangers in my path. Why don't you buy a few copies of The Big Issue and sell them?
Okay, this is going to have to get a little bit serious. Do you see this? Do you know what it means?
Barine holds out his hand.
What is that in your hand? It looks green.
Look, I may not live much longer, and if I get this object out of its plastic bag, nor will you if you pass within a meter.
It's just one of those glow-in-the-dark pieces of crap, isn't it?
Oh yes, you'll certainly glow in the dark. They'll be able to see your body glowing from the coffin. You'll light up the cemetery like a beacon in your funeral.
Then what is this? What the hell are you threatening me with?
It's grade A Centex with a molecule of plutonium for good measure. For that's all it takes. If I so much as carelessly drop this, this place will be devillaged. Centex is highly explosive and was once used by a terrorist organization known as the IRA. However, after the annexing of the UK by the Empire, they are now working as the police force in former Ireland.
Come, I will let you into my house. But quick about your hiding if any person should visit. I've had such items, such teams here, just this morning looking at every orifice of the house. Although what an escaped convict would be in chest of drawers is anyone's guess.
I must depart your company now.
Back in the palace.
Why are you getting your coat on?
Because I'm going out.
Well, don't just fob me off with them going out. I cook your dinners. I want you back for the start of the weakest link, sharpish.
Don't start on the dinners. My room smells like a whole restaurant that's gone off, and on my carpets have stains whose colours would shock a rainbow from all the food that's been trodden in over the years.
Well, don't eat my fucking dinners then. Get takeaway and stuff yourself full of chips and pizzas every night.
It's not that I don't like the food, Mother. It's just that I hate the sight of anyone eating food on a plate. So when I feel stuffed, it's the radiator's turn to get something stuffed behind it.
Rooms are right off already. Will you stop changing bedrooms every week, Saddam? We're down to 3 or 4 good bedrooms left across the palace. What with the rest being fumigated and all?
I'll just keep building extensions, then.
You'll have to knock into the town. Either that or move the palace out into the desert. It's too fucking sandy. Those sandstorms will grit your glass. Well, get lost, son. You said you were going out, didn't you? Don't forget to forget your key.
Well, I could always break back in later.
Slightly later in Spain.
Most humble greeting, world leader. How was your flight today?
It mostly went without any incident, except for a little turbulence when one of the hostage victims refused to give up their seat. A small shot to the back of the head corrected the problem.
I see, your most humble world leader. Why did you not land at the airport?
I did initially, but my rage was so uncontrollable at the insolence of anyone, especially someone as much a traitor as bastard as Barine, managing to escape one of my impenetrable penitentiaries, I smashed up the airport on landing. Well, now comrades will be forced to wait for planes in bush shelters, while the shattered terminal is repaired. Until the escape of Barine from the correctional facility near Barcelona, not a single member of the prison population across the whole empire have managed to escape. I need to send a strong message to any that might try this now almost impossible feat. I must speak with the prison warden in charge of this facility.
At the prison?
Are you the warden in charge here?
Yes, I am, sir. Most humble apologies for what has...
Hispania act the laughing stock of this empire? Am I fucking laughing?
No, sir.
Now listen to me before I'm forced to wipe that smile off your face. Where did he escape from?
We have discovered a small tunnel bored into the floor of his cell and a discarded toothpick that would have been quite painstaking. Especially given that he was forced to use the toothpick as a toothbrush, and we have introduced rats to the cells.
Okay, so he penetrated through the floor, and presumably got out onto the roof. What then, were your guards fucking asleep?
We have later discovered that some of them were... Barine was with several others. One was shot on sight, others, including Barine, were not, due to his sleeping pills. Secretly placed in the roof guard's coffee, but one mustn't have drunk it.
And then they jumped into the infested moat? How the fuck could they survive that? Prisoners, Empire is not meant to be a sentence. Only let out most prisoners until new prisons can be built. There are now more prisons than houses in most parts of Iraq, as new crimes come out every day. What is legal one day could get you a lifetime in jail the next.
Some of the bodies of the others in that group have been found in a lake, but either Barine's body is missing or he has actually outlived our system.
Another imprisonable offence is not rounding up an escaped convict. I'm a nice man, so I'll give you 12 hours to place Breen back in solitary confinement, or you'll be coming to work for me as a human shield. I have a phone call, so will you please excuse me and get out of the way?
Yes, sir.
This is an emergency. I'll have to get back to Iraq.
Sometime later, in another house in Baghdad.
Who is it? I'm afraid I cannot answer until you provide me with some ID.
Listen here, I'm Spanish law enforcement officer, and will have pleasure in forcing you to answer by bashing your front door into your hall. We are the secret police.
You're not exactly a secret around here anymore, with your mysterious disappearances carried out in broad daylight. How dare you call on someone as important as me, Mr. Dodd?
We have been employed by the Spani-Iraq authorities to search Baghdad for any trace of an escaped convict going by the name of Breen. We are going to have to gut the length and breadth of your house, in case you might be hiding him here.
I have heard of him, but what could he possibly have to do with me? I am, after all, just a lowly science teacher. I just perform experiments and create mad concoctions throughout the day and night. The house now is said to harbour so much radiation that long after the earth is gone, pieces of the house will continue to burn as a little sun in space.
Well, I'm sure, sir, that your science craft is very interesting. You, sir, are most certainly not. I feel I'm just passing into narcolepsy, just stood here on this cracked doorstep. Now, momentarily, I'm going to barge past you and carry on this investigation.
Some minutes later...
Is it really necessary to wrench up the floorboards?
Well, that's it. He can't be here.
Nor's most of my house. And you've rendered my laboratory unrecoverable.
How was I supposed to know that the tea and coffee were a decoys? Well, I'm sorry. It's just your hard luck for living in such a tough regime.
It is to catch a hardened criminal, I suppose.
Back at the palace a few minutes later...
Put your hands up and back up across the room. I am taking you as a hostage.
Breen? Long time no see. Knew that Saddam was up to something this morning, leaving in such a hurry. He usually doesn't give a shit about the day-to-day running of an ex-countries in his empire.
Humble apologies for the situation, madam. I am only doing what is necessary to be done, which involves this gun constantly at your face and watching your every move. From this minute on, you are now a hostage. You may have heard of me. I am Breen Khoribab, a son of one of your friends. I have recently broke out of solitary confinement in prison by laboriously picking away at the floor with a toothpick for 18 months, and I have some demands of this empire.
What a way to go about business! You really are a nasty piece of work, aren't you, Breen? I'm going to ring your mother immediately. You get such a smacking on her arrival.
Shut up, shut up. I need to think. If my mother arrives, I will have two hostages. Now shut your yap and walk over to the side of the room, immediately, and face the wall. Don't do anything unless I tell you to.
Anything you say, hostage taker? Is this what you call a rebellion?
Just keep it quiet, because if I have to listen to so much as more than two sentences, my fingers won't fail to find the trigger, and the bullet will pierce your brain. You don't see the point. I am holding you hostage in Saddam's palace, and my demands are not only to be spared prison for the rest of my life, I am also demanding 993 million points in cash, and the re-independence of Spain, with the cash to rebuild it.
Don't make me laugh! Have you even thought about this? Saddam, he doesn't give a shit! And he's forgotten the PIN number to the only card that can access the account with 993 million points!
Come out with your hands up! The palace is surrounded! You have 5 minutes to surrender at the front door! Failure to do so will result in this tank I'm sitting in being driven physically into that building!
Never! I will not surrender! I did not come this far just to return to prison! I'm going outside with my list of demands! If they are not met, you will be lying dead on the floor! Now come with me to the front door and remain shutted up!
Okay, Breen! Your time is up! You can shoot Mother, but you know this little hostage situation is over! I'm now shipping you back to the darkest dungeon in the land.
I have a list of demands. If they are not met, I will shoot and not ask any questions later.
Firstly, I am excused from prison indefinitely. Second, I demand that Spani-Iraq becomes independent again. I will be reinstalled as Prime Minister. Thirdly, I need the money from this empire to rebuild the devastated country.
What's going on?
I had to come all this way to Iraq. I came to visit you in prison yesterday and I found the place in a state of devastation.
Mother, what are you doing here?
I just came for a holiday. Iraq is now a hot tourist destination. Now it's the center of the civilized world. I'm very surprised to see you here outside of this palace. But I'm surprised at the state of the city since my last visit. The last time I came, it was just a war on. It looked in a lot better condition than it does now.
Every country in this empire is devastated, Breen. And you. It's just a fact of life. If the citizens of our empire were so unhappy with the life that they enjoy in the fruit of this annexed world, then why would they have voted for me in such numbers in the last election? Even you voted, did you not, Breen? Now you and me both know how this is going to end. I utterly refuse to concede. Conscripts of the army, go in!
Breen attempts to fire a bullet through Mother's skull as his hostage negotiations break down and his demands are not met. He presses his finger down hard on the trigger. A shot is heard, but nothing happens. He has forgotten to load the gun.
You forgot to load the gun? You fucking idiot. With the addition of crimes of terrorism, kidnapping and this latest attempted murder added to your already damning rap of crimes, you will attend a new criminal trial in the Baghdad High Court. The highest court in the empire with me as your sole judge and a 12-strong jury of your leaders in government. I'm likely to recommend to myself as judge a new sentence of at least 99 sets of 99 years to be served consecutively. Now get out of my sight and onto the prison plane back to Spanirak. You will return to attend the trial at 12 noon here tomorrow, because frankly I can't be bothered to get up at 9 a.m. to be there for the likes of you.
Don't forget to put your seatbelt on, Breen!
Too bad I specifically stated that there'd be no safety features on this 30-year-old plane. It is housing 100 other convicts who have just unknowingly broke the law today. And I hear on the weather that there will be turbulence. So piss off!